We are learning brachos. We're three lines from the bottom, the last thin line. And the Gemara had analyzed why does the Mishnah tell us this obscure sentence? You want to know when you can start reading Shema? From the time the Kohanim enter to eat their Truma. Why, if that time is synonymous with Tzeis HaKohanim, the time that three small stars come out, so why not just say that? So the Gemara said that he taught me something, by the way. Milsa agav urche kamashmala. By the way, he taught you another thing you need to know, which is that Kohanim may eat Truma at nightfall. And we looked at the Pesukim inside, that the Pasuk says, Uva Hashemesh v'taher v'achar yuchal min hakodshim. Ah, we have Chumashim. Baruch Hashem. Let's look at the Chumashim. Vayikra Chafbez Zayin. Vayikra. Parashat Emor. In between Shani and Shlishi, page 364. So we had seen these psukim, page 364 in these chumashim. The Torah describes a kohen who is defiled. We'll start with pasuk daled. Ishish mizera Aaron, the man from the seed of Aaron, v'utzaru ozav. If he has this white spot called tzaras, or he has a flow that's like but not a seminal discharge. He may not eat holy foods till he is purified. Same goes for a person who touched someone defiled by the dead, or someone who emitted seed, emitted sperm. Or a person who touches any one of the eight creepy crawly creatures that would defile a person, or a person who touches a human being that could defile him. So bottom line, in any of these cases, says the Torah, nefesh asher tigabo v'tamea da'arev, the soul that touches one of these is defiled till nightfall. V'lo yochal min hakodashim ki imrachatz besorov b'mayim. They should not eat any of the holy foods till they wash their flesh in water. And that's a reference to going to mikvah. And then after they go to mikvah, that's not enough. Uva shemesh v'taher, the sun will set and then he will be pure. And only after that may he eat from the holy foods, for that is his food. Now, so the Torah tells us, after he goes to mikveh, after sunset, afterwards he can eat the holy food. Yeah?
I just have a question, Loshon.
Yeah?
Why is Vashemesh sunset? It sounds like it's the coming of the sun, no?
It's a very, very good question. We'll see if we can discuss that on Amud Beis. And I could answer you according to Rashi or according to Tosis. Rashi seems to go like you. That Uva Shemesh could go either way. Uva Shemesh could mean sunrise, could mean sunset. And then according to Rashi, that's part of the discussion here in the Gemara. Tosis says, no way. Look throughout the Tanakh. Uva Shemesh is always sunset. Yotza Hashemesh, the sun came out, is sunrise. Ba Hashemesh, the sun's coming, is like the sun's setting. Tosa says, throughout Shas, it's, that throughout Tanakh, that's code for sunset. But we could go to Rashi, and then it's just like you, yeah. Who says that Ba Hashemesh is sunset? He's saying, maybe Ba Hashemesh is sunrise. And then he will be pure the following morning when he brings the sacrifice. Right? So that's really the question that the Gemara's about to contend with, according to Rashi. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah told us that you may read the nighttime Shema from the time Kohanim enter to eat the Truma, to teach us, by the way, that Kohanim may enter and eat Truma at night. They don't have to wait for the sacrifices of the following morning. Right? We said sometimes a person isn't completely pure till he brings sacrifices. There are sacrifices. A woman who had who gave birth to a child, so she goes to mikvah, and then she also has to bring a sacrifice. A person before he has brought a sacrifice is called, in Talmudic terms, mechusal kipuri. Mechusal, like chaser, he's lacking atonement. A person who is mechusal kipurim, who is lacking in atonement, is sometimes also lacking in purity. So with regard to truma, they're not lacking. I wouldn't know where truma falls. I know that truma, on the one hand, is called holy food. On the other hand, I know that when it comes to sacrifices, you may not eat from the sacrifices till you've paid your dues, so to speak, on the sacrifices that pertain to impurities. Meaning there are other sacrifices that a guy crosses the desert. He has to bring a todah sacrifice, saying thank you to God because he made it out of the desert alive. That doesn't impinge on his purity. But a guy had this discharge called ziva 3 times, and then he became a zav, a serious heavy-duty zav. Then he has to have 7 days that he's clean, and then he has to go to mikvah, and then he has to have sunset, and then the next morning he has to bring his karban. So until he brings his karban, he may not eat from the sacrifices. What about truma? Can he eat from truma or not? So our Mishnah teaches us that he may eat from truma, that a mechusal kipurim, a person that's still lacking in his sacrifices of purification, is holy enough, is pure enough that he may eat from truma. Truma is on the border there, so here the Mishnah reminded us, by the way, this halacha, which is stated overtly elsewhere in the Shas, but in our Mishnah, by the way, we're reminded of this halacha, that a kohen may eat truma at nightfall. He goes to mikvah, comes nightfall, he's reached a level of purity that he may eat truma. Yeah, Binyamin? Yeah? Your furrowed brow gives indication of puzzlement.
No, not about this.
Not about this, okay. So far away. Okay, back to our brisa. So, you guys might want to leave your chumashim open for reference. Page 364. Ki di tanya. This concept that kohanim may eat truma at nightfall is like the brisa that we learned. Ki, like di tanya, that we learned in a brisa. It says in the pasuk, Uva Hashemish v'taher, the sun will come and he will be pure. And the brisa questions, and this is often the style of brisas. They quote a pasuk, and then they say, okay, which one is it? Is it this way or that way? So the brisa tells you, in this case, we don't get the quote of the two sides here. The brisa just tells you bottom line, Bi'at shimsho me'akvato me'lochol bituma. The sunset is what detains him from eating truma. That's the condition that he has to wait for. Bi'at Shimsho, the coming of his son, Me'akvato, detains him ilechol bituma from eating truma. The en kaparato, Me'akvato ilechol bituma. But his atonement does not detain him from eating truma. So the Brisa tells us this din overtly, and the Mishnah indicates this din by telling us that Shema may be read, the evening Shema may be read, from the time Kohanim entered to eat truma. I infer... that Kohanim can start eating truma at nightfall. They don't have to wait for the sacrifice they will bring the following morning. So far, so good?
Sorry, the wording here is a little complex. Is it possible to read it one more time?
Sure. Kiditanya, this concept is like it says in the Braisa. The Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk, Uva Hashemesh v'taher, the sun will come and he will be pure. We understand from this, Bi'at Shimsho, the coming of his son, meaning the setting of the sun, that's what prevents him from eating truma. He could go to mikvah, he has to wait. What detains him from eating truma is just sunset. But once sunset comes, once you have the nightfall, the en kaparato makvatom lechol bituma. But his kapara, his sacrifice, that does not detain him from eating in the truma. Okay? So now the Gemara says, okay, you've explained to me the opinion of the Mishnah. You've explained to me the opinion of the Braisa. But I don't understand how you got this from the Pasuk. I understand this is what it says, but how'd you get there from the pasuk? And according to Rashi, the Gemara is going to ask Yehuda's question: who says that Uba Shemesh means sunset? Maybe it's sunrise. So the Gemara says, Umi Mai, how do you know? Dehai Uva Shemesh, that this which the pasuk says the sun will come, Biata Shemesh, is really speaking about the sun setting. And when the Torah says it will be pure, it means it will be cleansed of the day. Meaning the Gemara is learning that the way we read the pasuk is uva shemesh v'tahil. The sun will set and will be completely pure. The sun, so to speak, will be completely removed. The word tahol means removal of. We think of tahol as purity, but really in Hebrew the word tahol means complete removal. That's why we discussed once that in Tanakh we see in the Torah that there's if we'll say there's plus one, there's minus one, and then there's neutral, zero. Tahara is neutral. Tahara is the removal of tumah. You don't have tumah, so you're tahol. You want to go plus one, you want to go beyond that. So when you're tahol, nothing defiled, you go to levels of kedusha, to holiness. Kedusha is plus one. But tahara literally means the removal of something. So we would assume it means the removal of tumah, right? So the Gemara is understanding the pasuk as follows. The Kohen goes to mikvah. Uba shemesh, and then the sun sets, v'taher, and it's completely removed. The sun completes its setting. V'achar, and only afterwards, yochal min ha-kotchim mehi eat the kotchim. So the Gemara says, who told you to read the pasuk that way? Who told you that ba shemesh is talking about sunset? And taher is talking about tehal yoma, the removal of the day. Yeah? Now we know what the word tehar means. Tehar, tahara.
Ah,
deal?
So the way the Bryce understood the tahar is that it's the removal of the daytime?
Correct.
Ah.
Correct. Dilma, maybe bi'at oro, maybe it's the coming of the light, what Yehuda said. Maybe uva shemesh means sunrise, not sunset. The coming of light. Umay v'taher, and what does the pasuk mean? It will be removed, it will be purified. Tehal gavra, that the man will become completely purified through his bringing of his korbanos. We said, everyone agrees that there's a level of purity that's attained when you bring the korbanos. That's a given. Maybe what the pasuk says is, uva shemesh, the sun will rise, v'taher, and he will actively make himself completely pure through the bringing of the sacrifices, and only then will he eat the truma. So maybe the pasuk is telling you the exact opposite, that a kohen may not eat truma till he finishes bringing his sacrifices. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yes, Reuben. Yeah, ba always means to come. The question is, what's called coming?
That's
sunset. Right. I'll tell you the truth. The first time I learned this Gemara, I sat on it a very long time. Meaning, from the simple reading of the Gemara, if this is the first Gemara you've learned, so you sit there and you say what Reuven just said. Wait a second. The Gemara says, who told you that Uba Shemesh means Uba Shemesh? Gee, that's an interesting question, right? But then when you see Amud Beis, you see what's the alternative. You see that the alternative, here we're working on how you'd figure it out on your own. The alternative is bi'at oro. And then you look at Rashi, and Rashi says, Dilma bi'at oro she'ye'ora shemesh b'yom ha-shmini, that the sun will rise in the morning of the eighth day. So as you work it out, you start seeing that's what the Gemara is saying. But you're right. From the simple wording of the Gemara, it's a very perplexing. Because the Gemara, look at the wording. The Gemara says, who told you that Ba Shemesh means Ba Shemesh? Now, when you learn more Gemara, you start discovering that Shemesh is code for light. Or could sometimes mean Shemesh, and Shemesh could sometimes mean Or. Shemesh doesn't always mean the sun. Just like Yareach could sometimes mean the moon, and Yareach could sometimes mean a month, and Yareach could sometimes mean Rosh Chodesh. What? That's Yareach. I'm talking about Yareach, the same root. So Yareach, you see, in the Shas has different, but that's going with your assumption. This is the first Gemara you'll ever learn. So then you really got to ask someone for help here, because it's very hard to figure out that that's what the Gemara means. I agree with you. Right. The wording here is very hard.
You were able to do this for yourself?
I don't remember. I mean, I did it with a Chavrusa. Maybe he told me Pshat. Maybe we asked someone. I don't remember how we got to
it. Funny. It may be the first mission, the first Gemara, but it doesn't make it any easier than anything else.
Right. 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 Traditionally, we don't learn this first.
Yeah.
Traditionally, we don't start teaching kids from brachos. We start from Elu Metzios. Start from other places. Okay, so I'm not sure why, and I don't remember seeing a place that's discussed. The Rishonim discussed, the Medrash discusses why we start teaching them Torah from Vayikra. There are two Midrashim. One says from Vayikra and one says from Bereishis. Some machlokes in Midrashim. But about Gemara, I don't remember that it says it in the Geras Rav Shirai Gaon or in the Miri Seder HaKabbalah. I haven't yet come across a place that I remember that discusses it. Okay, so the Gemara is questioning the Braisa, really. The Braisa said, Uva Shemesh means sunset. Vitahel means the complete removal of the sun. And now Gemara says, well, maybe not. How do you know? Maybe Uba Shemesh means Biatoro, the coming of the light. I'll tell you. Let me quote you a pasuk and you tell me what it sounds like. In the covenant with Avraham Avinu, God tells Avraham, you should know your children are really going to suffer. They're going to be enslaved. They're going to be tortured in a foreign land. But you, Avram, ve'ata tavo lavotecha b'shalom. You will come to your forefathers to rest, to pass away in peace. What does the word come mean over there? You will be born? No. Ata tavo lavotecha, you will come to your forefathers, means that Avram's son said, so to speak. He's being put to rest. You see that the word to come to could also mean to come to rest, to come to, what's another example of that? Says Hashemesh Yatsa, the sun came out. I mean, even Tosfos, it doesn't learn like Rashi. The reason he doesn't learn like Rashi is because he's not willing to entertain an understanding of the Talmud, that the Talmud's willing to entertain a thought that Ba Hashemesh means sunrise. Meaning, he says that's obvious. Can't be that's what the Talmud was asking. But the bottom line, everyone agrees that Ba Hashemesh is sunset. Let's first understand Rashi's way. Right? And then we'll see if we want to go on to Tosis.
Okay.
Maybe we should have learned it like Tosis, but now that we've been learning like Rashi, we'll keep moving like Rashi. So the Gemara has questioned the Braisa's understanding of the pasuk. Braisa, the Mishnah, the Braisa and the Mishnah both understood Uva Shemesh, the sun will set, v'taher, it will complete its setting, completely be removed from earth. And then the man can eat truma. The Gemara said, who said? Maybe it means the sun will rise and he will actively become tahor. Maybe vitaher means he will actively bring his korban. Yeah? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shela. So Rabba Bar Rav Shela is answering the Gemara's question. In Cain, if that's what the pasuk meant, leim makra, then what the pasuk should have said is ve'yitar, and he will actively purify himself. My vitaher, what does the word vitaher indicate? Vitaher goes back to the Shemesh, to Har Yoma. the day is purified, kidami inchi, as we find there's a common saying, Yerev Shimsha, the sun set, ve'adichi yoma, and the day has been cleansed, has been removed. It's passed from the world. The sun set and the day is passed. So tahor, dichi, is the translation of tahor. Yeah? Adichi is purification of the day, meaning purification is really the removal of. Again, going back to the code we said in the beginning. So adichi is Aramaic. You'll see in Targum Unklus also all the time. Dichi is purified. So he says it's just like the saying that people say. The sun set and the day has been purified, it's been removed.
But wouldn't Laitahar normally that would be in the past tense, wouldn't it? It's future with the vav.
It's future with the yud.
Huh? No, but the vav in front of it
says it's vav ayipo.
No?
Yitar and v'yitar. I don't know enough grammar to answer. I don't know. Sorry. You're saying, why wouldn't the Vav be a Vav Haipu? No, the Gemara's offering that if Vitaher meant to say the man will actively do something, it should word it V'yitar. Right, he's right. If it were Vavay Buch, it should, I don't know about the dot, but it should say Vayitar, not Vayitar.
I think so.
Sounds right. Okay. Bimarava in the west, and if we're learning the Babylonian Talmud, so west of Babylon is Israel, so we're quoting from the Israeli Talmud. Hadar Abba Barav Shela lo Shmialu. So in the west, not necessarily in the western Talmud, but when they were learning in the west, in Israel, they didn't hear this proof of Rabba Bar Shela, what we just said. Ubao lahu mi baya. So they asked the question, just like we asked, Hayuba shemesh, this that the Pasuk says, Uba shemesh, biachim show, does it mean the sun will set? Umay v'tahil te'al yoma, identical to our question. And then v'tar means the day was purified, the day was removed. Odilma biatoro, or maybe Uva shemesh means the sun rose, the light came. And it means the man will purify himself. And then they answered it from a braisa. They didn't figure out this diuk from the pasuk. They didn't know this grammatical proof that Rabbi Baruch Shela said. But they had a different proof. They said, you know, in the braisa we can see how to understand the pasuk. Midiktani bebraita, being that the braisa says, siman nidaval tzeta kochavim. You want to know when's the time? The sign is when three stars come out. That's a sign. So, okay, obviously, what time we're talking about? Shema mina, I understand from here. Biachim show that the guy may eat truma from the time the sun sets. Uva shemesh means sunset. Umay vitahil tal yoma, and then the word vitahil means the day was completely removed. So they just proved it from a braisa. Let's let everyone think it through. And if everyone's got it, then we'll do a quick review of what we did today before they start marriage.
What does Siman Ledavar mean exactly?
A sign for when this time that he may eat Truma is. And you're correct in being bothered by that. If we had more time, I'd want us to discuss it a little bit. Meaning, in a nutshell, is Tzeisa Kochavim, are those three stars a sign? Meaning, are they an indicator? Or are they the definition of the time?
Yeah?
That's a big discussion here. Okay, so what do we see today? We saw that the Gemara asked, the Gemara began with a braisa, that Uva Shemesh means the sun setting, but Tahir means the removal of the sun. The Gemara questioned, how do you know that? Maybe Uva Shemesh means sunrise and Vitahel means he will actively become pure. Rabbi Barav Shela proved it because it says Vitaher and not Vigital. In the West, they didn't know that proof, but they said if the Braisa says an indicator of that time is the three small stars, Tzeisa Kochavim, so obviously we're talking about the night time and not the following morning. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. And the Gemara has difficulties. Should we point out one that should have been bugging you guys? The Gemara began with a Braisa, which said it was nighttime. The Gemara said, how do you know? So the Gemara said, oh, maybe because otherwise it would say Vitar. In the West, they didn't know that, so how do you know? Oh, I have another Braisa. Wait a second, but you started off with a Braisa that said it was nighttime. Your whole question began after you had the Braisa.
Okay.
So why'd you bring me another Braisa? That's one of Tosus's points against Rashi. He says, why does the Gemara bring a second Braisa? You started off with a Braisa that said it's night. You said, how do you know? Answer, oh, I have another Braisa that says it. Why is that second Braisa any better than your first Braisa? Yeah? So that's Tosus's. That's why Tosus learns that the question here in the Gemara revolves around, is it the beginning of sunset or the end of sunset? But we never entertained the thought it would be sunrise. And the first Braisa didn't address that. Tosa says, Bias Shimshon and Bias Oro are two different times. One is Tzeisa Kohavim and one is Shkia. We're talking, and that takes us into the whole sugi of Rabbeinu Tam's definition of nighttime. When is Tzeisa Kohavim? Which, if you want, maybe next time we'll go into a little bit.
Well, how does Tosa deal with the question of the Korbanot?
Out of time.